Hey everybody, it's me, Keisha Boston from The Keisha Boston Show, your podcast giving you the best in self-help, which comes in the form of short, funny, entertaining podcast episodes that's going to make you laugh, smile, encourage your heart, and most importantly, give you some strength and energy to say, listen, I can make it yet another day, I'm going to keep trying another day, and I'm going to stick and stay at this thing. Thank y'all so much for listening. I'm Keisha Boston, and Lord Jesus, if you're listening to this in real time, we are in... I don't even know where we are with the coronavirus, or you want to call it the Rona, whereas my daughter would say, she would say, at first she said, I know the virus, or she's saying the ca-virus. It's the ca-virus, but now we're on coronavirus. But, you know, this is really an interesting time. This is some of the worst times of our lives. This is some of the best times of our lives. These are some of the challenging-est times. I don't think that's the most challenging times of our life. It's just so many different things. You know, it's so sad because when people die now, I think like, dang, you can't even get a funeral. Like, at least, you know, because a lot of times for funerals, it's like, yo, I'm going to give them this great send-off. I'm going to do this. But you can't even do that. And really got you thinking, like, what have I taken for granted? I have a cousin, and she always just be like, girl, I just learned to live my life. And I think that's, like, her handle on Facebook and Instagram. And I always would think, like, living my life because tomorrow's not promised. But, like, we're still living. But the things that we took for granted, like watching the award shows. Like, I was like, dang, I wonder when BET's coming out with another Soul Train Awards or another BET Awards. I don't know why, because can't have a million people in the same area. You can't travel. Watching sports on TV, going to the supermarket and not seeing everybody with masks on and weird and having to stand certain distances, being able to go food shopping and they have sales. Because right now, ShopRite, they don't even really have sales right now. So, I mean, it's just these little, going to school, going to work. And it's just like yesterday I was in the house and I was like about to go crazy. And it was like, honestly, I had nothing planned today. My plans did not get ruined or anything today. Just didn't happen. Like, if I just was in the house, like, I just want to do something. Having that right that you can't do it is hard. I mean, and God bless all the people who are graduating, who are graduating this year. Because as I say, I live for a pop-up circumstance, okay? And so, people who lost their graduations and freshmen who had to come home from school. And it's just a lot that is happening. And I tell you one thing, if you don't like yourself and if you're running from yourself, this coronavirus is going to have yourself. You're going to be looking in the mirror all day on day. It's only been so much them TikTok videos going to do, Instagram. It's just only been so much. I mean, it's just only been so much. And so I just had a little coronavirus rant. But child, just please be safe out there. Wear a mask. You know, I had a mask today, Lord. I made one. It almost got to a point where I was about to be like, listen, I'm about to just catch the virus because this mask is getting on my nerves. But it's cool. It's fine. I made it through the day. Just going food shopping. I started planting some things and my house smells like soil, dirt when it's in here. Because it's too cold to be outside all the time. So it's just been very interesting. Shall I say, it's just been very interesting. I'm probably going to play some more because this is how I'm dealing with my nerves and stuff. And my husband's just going to have to deal with it. So anyway, you guys, please hold on, you know, check on everybody. Please follow the rules. When I see people, I be like, oh, it's too many people in. I worry. So, and just again, we need everybody to behave, donate money to food banks and check on people who have lost their jobs and all those other things. All right, y'all. I'm out. My name is Keisha Boston. Deuces.